Congress is scheduled to adjourn for the holidays within the week, but there's a hefty to-do list remaining before they can leave Washington. The House and Senate have to keep the government funded and operating past Friday, when their latest continuing resolution, or CR, runs out. They also face a series of appropriations bills, and they have to decide whether to renew the payroll tax holiday. Senator Mark Begich says the payroll tax break, which reduced the amount American workers paid on taxes by nearly $1,000, is one of his priorities.
I think we have a chance to get the payroll tax extension done. I think it's important for Alaska. It's, you know, 400,000 Alaskans received the benefit this last year to the tune of $300 million, and nationwide it's 160 million people. So it's a pretty significant issue.
At this point, Democrats and Republicans are split on how to pay for an extension of the payroll tax holiday. Alaska's GOP Congressman Don Young says he thinks there's a lot of room for agreement across party lines, but he fears the constant attention of media and 24-hour news reports are causing more showboating and less hard work.
Unfortunately, everybody's playing, I call it, bobblehead politics. And bobblehead politics is because instantaneously there'd be a report on Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or CNN and Chris Matthews and, you know, that type thing. And that we're always in a flux because everybody's worried about how the public's going to perceive it instead of taking a position and saying, well, this is what we're going to do, and do it. And that's the biggest challenge we got this coming week.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says competing versions of the payroll tax extension proposals on both sides of the aisle are in danger of getting stuck on their partisan messaging points. But she does say substantive progress has been made recently on some of the appropriations or funding bills targeted at different departments and areas of government. She says the House and Senate should keep hammering away and get them passed rather than waiting until the last possible moment.
Let's not put the country through this situation where they're wondering whether or not the government's going to be shut down. We've cried wolf now on this issue several times already this year, and this is not the season to be doing it. What we need to do is we need to get our work done.
Right now, it looks like Congress will likely work through the week and into the weekend.